This is Tune In Tuesday with Ginny. Every week I talk about a different theme. Last week was listening and how valuable listening is to our overall growth and also just our overall learning about different concepts and beliefs. And a quote I brought up last week was how the Dalai Lama said, when you're talking about things that you already know, but when you listen and you truly listen, you may learn something new. And one of the things I love about my job is I get to talk to different people from all around the world, from different backgrounds, and they teach me something new every day, which is so valuable and something I'm so grateful for. And today for Tune In Tuesday, I've got a special episode. I'm joined by Sophia Rimolde, and she's going to talk to us about tuning in a different light. It's about the different levels to tuning in. Now, it sounds a little woo-woo, but I think everyone could use a little bit of self-reflection, a little bit of where you kind of, you know, pop up the hood, tune things up, exactly what you do to your car when you take it to get an oil and water refresh. Clearly, I'm not very good with mechanics. That's why I've completely worded that wrong. But joining me is Sophia Rimolde. Good morning, Sophia. How are you?
Good morning, Jenny. I'm doing really well. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Now, whereabouts in the world are you today? I assume you're in some jungle somewhere.
I am sort of. I am in the redwood forest of Northern California. Actually, my car needs an oil change. My truck needs an oil change. but I'm out in the forest.
So, Sophia, you've got this amazing kind of lifestyle where you get to travel to different places in the world and you kind of hold what you call pilgrimages, which is quite fascinating, and you get to connect and meet with different people and take them on a journey. So you would be very much familiar with the concept of tuning in. And recently you took a pilgrimage to Mongolia, I believe, and you found that there are actually different levels to tuning in.
Absolutely. So tuning in, I think, is what it's all about. I'm a big advocate also of listening. And so what I realized on this last pilgrimage in Mongolia is that for me, and then this is the work that I do with the people that I take, is that there's three different levels of tuning in that are really important. And now you mentioned that this might sound a little woo-woo. So I just want to like throw out there that yes, it might. And that I actually come from a background that's not. I've studied psychology. I mean, and then I was an artist for a long time, which is questionably woo-woo. But I think that it's really important. Like, I come from a very practical background and then have transitioned into doing this work. And I think it's just really important, like, for us all to have open hearts and open minds, because there's a lot of shifts that are going on in the planet. And if we're going to say like, oh, well, that's just woo-woo and it's not real, well, then that's what's going to be true. And I, for one, have found the reason I take people on pilgrimages is I find the more that people become connected to who they really are and to spirit, that the more amazing their lives are. Miracles actually happen for people when we go on these pilgrimages. And so I would just kindly ask your listeners, along with me, to open our hearts and our minds, as I'm constantly trying to do, to understand what's really going on in the world. And then with that said, so here are the three different levels that I thought of after this last pilgrimage, which for me, you know, there was a long time of personal transformation work, right? Like, so like we, a lot of us have read the self-help books, you know, we've done meditation, we've been doing all these things. Some people, you know, for decades, and then are still kind of finding themselves stuck, you know, or not like fully like creating the reality they want to create, which is kind of the promise of a lot of metaphysical teachings and self-help stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking about like, well, what is this, right? Like, why are people still stuck? And I came up with these three different levels. And I think these are all important for us to be able to practice and to be able to do it in our lives. So the first level is to really just be human and be present. And so I have a podcast too. It's called The Bridge to Being. And it's really all about how we can be. And I love that you opened with the Dalai Lama. He's one of my favorite beings on this planet. And for me, this first level is really about being in our hearts instead of our heads. You know, we've been conditioned to be so much in our heads and thinking, and like what we've learned from the big surge in meditation and mindfulness, in practices like listening and compassion, is that really being human and being present and being in our hearts is what opens us up to this world and opens us up to understanding who we are in the world and living lives that are just nicer and more connected. So that's level one.
Actually, just to stop you there for a little bit, Sophia, one thing that you do touch on there is obviously looking into our hearts more than our minds. As Sophia mentioned before, and I did too, that might sound a little woo-woo, but I'm going to bring it back to Oprah. Sometimes when you drop Oprah's name, people are like, all right, I'm listening. But Oprah said something a while back where, you know, make sure you listen to, I'm paraphrasing poorly here, but essentially what it was, you know, there's a whisper and then when it turns into a scream. So I guess the moral of that story of what she's trying to convey is sometimes in life we're given little signs or inklings. It could be about our health. It could be about our relationship. It could be about our job, whatever it may be. But because we're so conditioned to be in our minds and to be on autopilot, which is something fascinating about human beings, we tend to miss those signs. And those signs start off as whispers and then they eventually become a scream to a point where you cannot avoid it because it's very easy to walk past a whisper. But when someone's screaming, you kind of address it. So what you touch on there, Sophia, is quite important.
Yeah, thank you, Jenny. And I really also want to say, too, that I'm not saying, like, our brains are important, right? Thinking isn't important. But it's just that we've prioritized that way of being and of processing the world, and it's become too much on that side, basically. And the Dalai Lama talks about this. He says, your country is chained a lot in the mind. You need to become trained in the heart. And so I think, like you said, it's a matter of listening, because what the heart will do is start to scream when we don't listen.
Absolutely. It will start to scream.
And like no one wants a screaming thing in the middle of their chest.
Not at all, no.
All right. Are we ready for level two?
Let's go for it. Level two to tuning in, all the different levels to tuning in.
So the second one I was thinking about is really then being able to bring a lot of that into the body. So I'm talking about embodiment here. And this comes from, as I mentioned, I studied psychology, but then I had a long history living in New York City and being a performance artist and studying different modes of performance, which actually helped me to understand perception. And so I think a really important thing, because right now there's a human awakening in consciousness. I don't know if that sounds woo-woo to people, but I see it happening all around me in really practical ways.
No, absolutely.
Right? Like, am I alone here?
No, well, I think if people are turning towards meditation and mindfulness practices, which, you know, we see happening all over the world with this growth in mindfulness and meditation and, you know, meditation apps really taking off is just, a product of that statement. But I think people are starting to say, hey, the way that we were doing things before isn't really serving us. Something needs to change.
Right. And, you know, so there's the level of meditation and mindfulness. And I think that's really like part of level one. And then I personally have a lot of people that have started to come around me who are doing more of the work on this second level, which I could also call it like channeling spirit into the body. And so I know that that might sound crazy again, but from all my years as a performance artist, there was a certain point after over a decade where I realized really that creativity is exactly that. You know, it's not that like there's this like genius that lives inside some of us and it's like telling us what to make and only some of us have access to that. But there's some force and there's some energy that is a part of all of us and that can run through all of us in which to create. And we're human beings, right? We're here to create. We create things all the time. We create children and we create buildings and we create art and we create, I mean, this whole thing from our existence, right? And so, you know, there's another level where we begin to consciously be able to channel that energy into our body. And the reason why this level is really important is because there is a trap I see out there. So there's also a lot of people that are tapping into other energies. Like there's a whole surge of people that are tapping into their psychic abilities, say, because the more we meditate, the more we have access to those kinds of states, which allow us to perceive more. This is neuroscience. This is not woo-woo. And so there's more people that are tapping into that. The mistake that I see is that people just want to like ascend and be in like other dimensions and like, you know, like be in the fifth dimension in a place of light and love. And we skip the part where we still are human and we're still in this 3D world and we're still in these bodies. And that it's really our task right now to bring that spirit into our bodies. So you can't do level two without level one. Because it does mean being present, but it also means like understanding these energies in our human bodies instead of trying to like get to enlightenment by like being in like, you know, the 10th dimension or something like that. Does that make any sense?
No, it absolutely makes sense. I think having you need level one before level two, because level one really is the base where you take accountability for what's going on, or some form of, I guess, ownership of, hey, I really need to stop and tune into myself. So no, that makes perfect sense, Sophia.
Because there's a phrase and it's like, we're not human beings having a spiritual experience, we're spirit having a human experience.
So I guess you've touched on two very key steps to tuning in. What is the final step, Sophia?
So the final step, and this is the one I admit I don't fully understand yet, is that one that I feel like people are ultimately trying to get to. And so now I very deeply study Tibetan Buddhism, although I've studied many, many spiritual traditions. This is the one I've kind of delved into the most. And so I'll use the terminology that I'm most familiar with, which is enlightenment, right? I think, you know, as the Dalai Lama says, and as all the great, you know, Buddhist masters have said, that we live in this 3D realm, in these human bodies, in level one and level two, and there's a lot of suffering in the world.
Mm.
Right? We experience it in our daily lives, right? From like, I really want a coffee and there's no coffee around. Now I'm mad. Right?
Like, yeah.
I'm suffering. to, you know, to the bigger levels and to like what's going on the planet right now, right? In terms of poverty and war and disease, like there's all these different layers of suffering. And so the big idea, one of the big ideas in Buddhism is that we would like to, all sentient beings, all beings that have minds and hearts, would like to not experience that suffering and instead enjoy the opposite, which is happiness or some other thing. And so there's this thing that's called enlightenment, which would indicate that there is a state that is outside of this realm of suffering that we could, I don't want to use the word achieve, but that we could experience, I guess, right? And I think, like, wouldn't that be nice, Ginny?
It would be lovely, but unfortunately the human condition doesn't really steer us that way, right?
No, and that's why level one and level two is really important, because we develop the skills to really be here and really understand that on a visceral level, right? We have to understand what suffering is to have the opposite, basically, and also to understand the joys of the world too, right? And that this whole world around us really could be this very like sacred and enlightened space if we're working in that way to make it such. And so that's really level three. And another term for it that I'm kind of putting these together, this is not Buddhism. I just want to disclaimer that I'm not the voice of Buddhism.
Yes.
This is just my own understanding. But a synonymous term for me would be what a lot of people call ascension. And so there's this idea in a lot of spiritual, metaphysical communities that we're ascending, like as humans, and our consciousness is ascending, and that eventually we'll ascend to higher dimensions where we won't have the same kind of reality anymore, basically. To me, I don't see any difference between enlightenment, ascension, or whatever else you want to call it. But it's to get out of this state of suffering, and bliss is another word for it, right? That there's this other state. And so for me, this is really level three is like, well, what is that state and how do we get there? And so what I realized is that there's a lot of emphasis, much like in our culture in learning, there's a lot of emphasis on training the mind versus the heart. There's a lot of emphasis in transformational learning, or whatever you want to call it, on the self, but not as much on spirit. And so I think it's important to make this distinction, even though I admit that I do believe they're one and the same. But for our human like minds to grok this and understand this, is that there's this whole world of spirit that's out there and that's unseen. So it's basically, you know, being able to tap into the unseen realms, the imaginal realms, that they're there. We just aren't necessarily perceiving them as such. And so there's a lot out there. I'm not going to go down the whole like trail of what I mean, but you know, there's people that are tapping into energy that's like archangels or ascended masters, or, you know, the spirits of nature or of little people, or like there's all these different, and you can go and search this on the internet. There's all kinds of people that are working with these realms and with these beings in these realms. And I'll just say this is that, again, I love science. I come from a very like traditional background. And the basis of all of this is, to me, is that we know now, because of quantum physics, that everything is energy, right? So this whole world All energy, including our bodies, and then including the things that we don't perceive, right? So the final level for me in this ascension and this enlightenment is really actually being able to communicate with and collaborate with the beings, the energy in these unseen realms. So this is like mysterious step number three, which I myself, like as practical as I am, have been tapping into. I've been working with people that help me to understand this. And I've had some crazy, amazing experiences with what I'll call spirit in this third realm, which, like, to me, I can't deny that they're real. Like, I'll get a message from spirit and then it will happen. And I don't understand how else that could happen if it wasn't in some way true.
No, that makes total sense. I think also, like, having said that, I think sometimes for people, their mind, it takes a while for them to grasp that. And, you know, the logical part of the brain kind of kicks off and goes, okay, how does that really happen? But can you actually, I am actually really curious, how does that actually happen?
Well, I refer back to steps, levels one and two. Like, for me, it's been a long journey. I mean, it's been, you know, decades of doing this work of first, like learning what it means to be present, learning what it means to be in my heart. And then secondly, doing different practices, both meditation. I also practice Buto for a long time, which is a Japanese performance practice, but it's really more. And so it's a really about understanding what it feels like in the body for something else to come through. So your movement is really based off of either something internal. So that's like the work on the self, right? Or like an image, an internal image that comes through the movement, or an external force that you perceive and then your body is responding to that. So it's just a different way of moving than we're used to. And so through practicing these different things, I found that really it's exactly what you just said, Jenny. It's basically about getting ourselves out of the way. And so like you said, like our minds will be like, oh, but wait, that can't be true. Or, but wait, like, I don't understand how to do that. Like, really, to me, that's just our ego that's like, no, this can't be true, right? I'm going to stop you right here. Like, this is malarkey. This is woo-woo. I'm putting that in quotes, right? Because it's our ego that just wants to protect us. And it wants to be rooted in what feels real and feels secure. And that to us is the tangible world, right? It's like what we tend to trust in what we can see and feel with our five senses. I think a lot of people are opening up to a lot more of that. So really integral is meditation. I don't think you can do it like without having some calmness and clarity of mind. Then to me, and this is what I do on my pilgrimages, is we learn to embody that mindfulness in our human bodies. And that opens up a channel really for then spirit to come through us and be with us. And we're open and we're listening. We're tuning in a whole new way.
Fantastic. Well, Sophia, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on Tune In Tuesday. You've definitely given me three solid levels to tuning in. And I think tuning in is so important. Even if you just want to start on level one and dip your toe into the pool of tuning in, I think it's very important to check in with ourselves, because sometimes we are having conversations with ourselves that are bringing up things that we're absolutely not aware of. So I think it's very important to tune in. And that's why I love Tune In Tuesday. So Sophia, tell the good people of the Jenny Show where they can actually find you.
Oh, good people of the Jenny Show. I would love for you to find me all over the internets. My alter ego is Lobster Bird. That's right. It's a hybrid animal made out of a lobster and a bird. And so you can go to lobsterbird.com. Also, I have a present for your listeners. May I give it to them?
Oh, we love presents. Do share.
Wonderful. So for your listeners, and this is really special because my first book actually was just released in paperback, but I would love to give a digital copy to your listeners specifically for free.
Wow.
If they want it. You can go to phaseoutbook.com. The name of the book is Phase Out, and it's the secret guide to finding work that frees your soul. So it's a lot about how my path of pilgrimage and my path of learning these different disciplines really led me to the work that I'm here on this planet to be doing. And I wish for everyone to be able to be doing the same.
This sounds absolutely amazing, Sophia. Thank you so much for such a generous gift. We'll include the links to that in our show notes so everyone can go pop on over and get their hands on a free digital copy of this awesome book. Thank you so much for joining me on Tune In Tuesday, and I hope this is of service to you out there, the Ginny Show listeners, that it will help you tune in and really listen to what you want and illuminate your deepest desires. It's time to party.